I am absolutely thrilled to have another opportunity to have a friendly conversation with each and every one of you today. And it's about a topic that really, really people are not paying attention to. And it is the topic of being considered an authority. I've met many of you. My wife Anne and my daughter Abigail have sat with many of you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we know that there are amazing health and wellness practitioners in this community. Yet, we also know that you may be having a challenge finding prospects, finding partners, and finding platforms to help you broadcast your authority. So that is the topic that I'm prepared to share with you right now. I would like to begin our conversation by asking a very honest question. Who wants this happening for their own business practice? Show of hands, who wants this happening? Hopefully everybody, a line of people that look at you as the authority, not just an expert, the authority on your topic, so that you can simply show up with the gift that you've been given and give them the gift of good health. Well, I obviously am in the right place for those of you that have raised your hand, who want to have a filled practice, who want to have a line outside of their practice. And therefore, the title of this conversation that I'm going to have with you right now is How to Finally Turn Your Mission into a Movement. And the subtitle is To Impact Millions and Make Millions Along the Way. So, we're all of a certain generation here, predominantly. Does anybody recognize this guy that you see on your screen? Does anybody recognize that guy? Well, what's his name? Richard Dawson. Right? Is that a blast from the past or what? Richard Dawson. Now, what? How do we know who Richard Dawson is? What? Family Feud. Richard Dawson is the OG host for Family Feud. And what is the phrase that we know Richard Dawson for? It's two words. Survey says. So we are going to conduct a survey. I would like everybody to please, if you are having a challenge being found, please stand up. If you're having a challenge being found, please stand up. Being found by the right prospects, the right partners, and people willing to invite you on their platforms. So for those of you that are not standing up, you've got that line of people outside of your practice, am I assuming? All right. Okay, so I'll restate. For those of you, stay standing up. For those of you that are having a challenge being found, please stand up. For those of you that are having a challenge being heard, please stand up. And for those of you that are having a challenge differentiating yourself from all of the other competitors or perceived competitors out there, please stand up. Okay. Interesting. All right. So, next question is, would you like a solution to help you finally overcome these challenges? For the 60 to 75 people that played along with the Survey Says exercise, would you like to hear about a solution right now to those challenges? Being found, being heard, and being specific, in other words, differentiating yourself? Fantastic, because that's what I plan on having a conversation with you about. And prior to having this conversation with you, I would like to review. I'd like to review yesterday. And yesterday, there's two slides that I inserted. And the first thing is perception is reality. Please leave this amazing experience with Dr. Rita Marie and embed it in your mind that perception is reality. And also, please write down this quick tip. And the quick tip, again, we're still performing a review, is the marketplace will judge how professional your brand is based on how they see it, not on how you see it. The marketplace will judge you and your expert status and your authority status and whether or not you are good at what you do and whether or not they're going to pull out their pocketbook and pay you for your services based on how they see you, not on how you see you. So we are going to conduct another survey, and that survey is, all things being equal, since we're in Texas, if you were in the market to purchase a truck, would you purchase the truck on the left-hand side of your screen? All things being equal, it's a truck. Or would you purchase a truck made by a manufacturer that 3 years in a row won the J.D. Power Customer Service Award? Which would it be? Would it be over there or over here? Can I hear you loud and clear? Over there or over here? It would be over here, wouldn't it? Next question. When choosing a restaurant to go out with your loved ones, all things being equal, would you choose a restaurant? Or, whoops, would you choose a restaurant that has a high Zagat rating and 5 stars from Yelp? Would it be over there or over here? Over here, wouldn't it be? Next question. For those of you that have recently joined Dr. Rita Marie's community and have gotten the accelerator program, you are going to be successful in your practice and you're going to make a lot of money and make a massive impact. And with that money, you're going to want to take a vacation at a resort sometime. So, after you make all the money and make your impact, when you're choosing a resort, all things equal, would you choose a resort? Or would you choose a resort that is the Traveler's Choice by TripAdvisor, that is Condé Nast Traveler rated, and is highly ranked with the World's Luxury Hotel Awards? Over there or over here? It's over here. And now let's completely date the whole audience. When going to the movies, back in the day, in the 80s, would you just choose a movie? Or would you choose a movie that Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel said 2 thumbs? Which would you choose? This one, right? Are you starting to understand the pattern here? Isn't it intriguing what we've just found with this informal survey? It blows my mind when I created this presentation and actually chose to convey it in this way. It's so intriguing. It's intriguing because I want you to leave with another quick tip. And that quick tip is awards and acknowledgments. I'll stop. For those of you taking notes, please grab your pen and paper and write this down right now. Awards and acknowledgments always influence opinions and decisions. Awards and acknowledgments always influence opinions and decisions. They do, because there is an internal, innate impulse built into the primitive brain, the reptilian brain of every single human being. And when there's awards and acknowledgments, you can't fight the primitive brain. People are always going to move away from the average and ordinary, and they're going to move towards making a decision with some solution that has awards and acknowledgments. So, do you believe that if it's true for the truck industry, the restaurant industry, the resort industry, and the movie industry, that it's also true for the health and wellness industry? Do you believe that awards and accomplishments and acknowledgments will help you attract premium paying clients? Yes, of course. Then why fight it? Why fight it? Take advantage of authority marketing before your competitors do. Because 75% of you shared with me that you're having a challenge being specific. And what I mean by that is differentiating yourself from all the other competitors or perceived competitors. Perception is reality. And I'm here to stand before you today and introduce you to these concepts that can help you stand out from the crowd, that can help you bring your gift to the marketplace. Passion alone is not enough. You must have a proven process and a proven system that will help you get results, that will help you build a profitable practice. So, how many people in the audience would like to learn the 7-step success sequence for turning your mission into a movement? And for those of you that are subtly getting the joke here, I'll put my hand out there so that you can kind of count the number of fingers I have, and it's not 7 on one. So I'm going to introduce you to the 7-step success sequence for turning your mission into a movement. And while I do that, I'm also going to be introducing to you to a special authority acceleration bundle that Dr. Rita Marie and I have chosen to invite you to consider. So let's talk about what taking advantage of the authority acceleration bundle will provide for you. Number one, it will help you attract more prospects. Number two, it will help you shorten your sales cycle. And number three, it will help you raise your fees. I've only heard it a couple times in the last 3 days. However, I know that each and every one of you deserves to be paid what you're worth. You do. And it comes down to clarity breeds confidence that allows you to feel comfortable that you are a credible authority. And then and only then could you and should you raise your fees. So step number one of the 7-step success sequence is become a number one best-selling author. Step number one in the sequence is become a number one best-selling author. The result of becoming a number one best-selling author on your topic of expertise, and on yours is massive, massive credibility. So what we've done as part of the Authority Acceleration Bundle is that we are going to invite you, a select few of individuals in this community, to co-author a book with Dr. Rita Marie. And my organization is going to ensure that it is a number one bestseller. So never again will you have the fear of lack of credibility. And we are preliminary in the creative stages on what we are going to call it. However, one of the options that we are thinking of is setting the standards, case studies and conversations with today's leading experts in health and wellness and integrative medicine. How would it change your life if you were a number one best-selling author of this specific book? Yeah. And yours, Ginger? Would it change your life if you were a number one best-selling author in the field of health and wellness? Yeah, absolutely. So, let's move forward with step number two. Be spotlighted by major media. When you are spotlighted by major media, the result is massive exposure. So step one was become a number one best-selling author, and it's massive credibility. Step number two is become picked up by major media, be spotlighted by it. And the result is massive exposure. So here's another quick tip. People assign trust and credibility to specific sources. And ironically, those specific sources assign trust and credibility back to specific people. And I want you and you and you to be the recipients of that specific trust and credibility. Therefore, what we're going to do after we make you a number one best-selling author is we're going to reach out to our major media partners, and we're going to write an authority article, and then we're going to have our major media partners publish that article and let the world know about your status. Can you begin to imagine how your practice would change when Johns Hopkins Medicine, ABC, the San Diego Union-Tribune, Miami Herald, Seattle Times, and over 100 others are spotlighting you as an authority? It will be, did you just raise your eyebrows? She's like, wow. Exactly, wow is right. So let's move forward with step number 3. It's called asset autopilot. We need to help you create a resources. I call them authority assets. We will help you create resources called authority assets. And so then what we will do is we will take screenshots of all of our media partners, and we will end up creating digital press clippings for you and providing you with those digital press clippings to help with your marketing efforts to build trust and credibility with individuals. And this example happens to be from Patsy Ray Dawson, who's here in Lubbock, Texas. We've performed this same strategy for her. We reached out to and got her authority article published by the local Fox News station. And on the right-hand side, you'll see Good Day Lubbock, and on the center, you'll see her. So you see the hosts that have trust and credibility are assigning trust and credibility to Patsy Ray Dawson. And as a result of this, she's a Christian marriage mentor, by the way, a counselor, a marriage counselor. As a result of this, she had the confidence to raise her fees from hundreds of dollars, and she got her first high-ticket item at $7,500. Look at that jump, hundreds of dollars to $7,500, and she was 72 when we did this for her. Yeah. So she's making an impact in her community. Step number 4 is award autopilot. You must display your awards. Don't just say it, display it. Don't just say it, display it. Because when you display your trust and credibility, you will have massive credibility. So can you begin to imagine when people walk into your practice and on the wall is encased is your book, your number one best-selling book, your status as a number one best-selling author, and all of the authority articles in there? You could be charging anything, and the trust and credibility will be there, and that will help you have a premium practice. Step number 5, what would your business look like if we could get your message heard by not just thousands, but tens of thousands of people? What would your business look like if we worked with you on the structure of your interview on a podcast? That's what we're offering in the Authority Acceleration Bundle. I will personally work with you and help you craft your 20 to 25 minute interview on podcasts. We will get you on 3 podcasts as a head start, and we will teach you how to get on more podcasts. The result is massive audience for your message. Step number 6. Article autopilot. When your article that you wrote is in a trade publication that has trust and credibility, you are then seen as an authority. The outcome of article autopilot is massive edification of your education and expert status. And here is something that I'm proud to stand before you today and introduce. That Dr. Rita Marie is going to be moving forward and starting to publish the Journal of Nutritional Endocrinology. I can't think of anyone else that should take the lead and reach out to other experts that she's had on her stage and share their experience and case studies, and reach out to select individuals in her community and spotlight them in the Journal of Nutritional Endocrinology. And that is a part of the Authority Acceleration Bundle. We will work with you and help you write, if not write, your articles for you to be spotlighted. And clearly that is the most exciting thing that I've shared so far of the 7 steps. So let me wrap this up with, we are here for you. Dr. Rita Marie has been on stage for the last couple days talking about community, talking about her definition of community is that no one gets left behind or forgotten. She will not leave you behind. She will not forget about you. And she's asked me to adopt that mindset as well. Therefore, of all the done-for-you services that are included in this bundle, We are also going to make sure that you have a 3 to 4 month educational sequence in which you work personally with me and I teach you how to utilize all of your assets for every step of the 7-step success sequence. And we teach you in 10-minute tactics. These are very practical and tactical strategies that we're going to teach you. And one of them is content marketing. Can you begin to imagine what it'll be like when we provide the content for you to post and tell you what to say, when to post it, to stay relevant to your marketplace? That is huge. And the second component is we will also have, you know, our specific 10-minute tactics documented for you to go through at your leisure. So, I have a question for you. Who wants to follow the 7-step success sequence for turning your mission into a movement? And we already had someone in the back raise their hand, so we've only got one person that wants to follow this process. Who wants this happening? Seriously. Who wants a full practice of premium paying clients? Here? Like Dr. Rita Marie said, this is setting your intention. Let the universe know, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere, I want a premium practice. Please allow me to ask this one final question. Who wants a premium practice with premium paying patients and clients and a line leading up to it so that you can live the life that you not only desire, so that you can live the life that you deserve? Who wants it? Shout it out loud. Shout it out loud. All right, you have set your intention. And that brings me to the conclusion of my conversation with you today. If you want to attract more prospects, if you want to shorten your sales cycle, and if you want to raise your fees, I extend a friendly invitation for you to simply have a friendly conversation with me about the event-only discount that we are offering to a select few individuals that are ready to overcome their challenges of being found, being heard, and differentiating themselves from others in the marketplace. It is as simple as seeing me when there's a next break and us scheduling a time to have a friendly conversation about how my partnership with Dr. Rita Marie can serve and support each and every one of you. Thank you for the opportunity to introduce you to something that is going to impact your lives. Appreciate it.